If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Verse 11, 1 Timothy 6. But thou, O man of God, flee from these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Now, the man of God, particularly if you have a spouse, you should be righteous. She should not have to worry about your faithfulness, because you should walk in righteousness. A father should model such righteousness that his daughter wants to marry the same kind of man that he is. Now, it's all right to have the skeleton of him, because that husband will not love the daughter like her father. But he can get close. But daddy's still alive to take him out if he need to, or call on some deacons to take him to lunch and he just never show up afterwards. We'll communion that son of a gun. A communion is when you can't find them. A consecration is when you leave the body in the street. But anyway, I was at a service yesterday, and I was getting on the elevator, and Minister Darrell was with me, and Pastor Darrell was with me. We were on the elevator, and a lady came on. She said, to be ministers, y'all sure don't look like ministers. She said, he was standing over there looking like a thug, and I had a hat on pulled over my eyes, and I was standing like, because I'm always in threat assessment, and I'm standing there, and she got on the elevator and said, y'all don't look like ministers. I said, well, I wasn't born a Christian. So Paul says, he said, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Secondly, godliness. There should be holiness coming from that man that not only interjects into his lifestyle, but also the people around him see that there's something different. Lights have to first shine at home before they shine abroad. So if our church is messed up, it's because our families are messed up. You can't cast the devil out for behavior in church, but that devil goes home. See, most devils will leave when we pray for you in church, but they just wait at your car. Or the more advanced devil say, I'll just go home and wait for you. You'll be here. And as soon as you open the door, he's okay, they home. And let's just start all over again. I mean, just fighting over silly things that really don't matter. I don't like ketchup on the, just fighting over stuff that don't matter. Why? Because we've been taught by demonic forces that selfishness is the right way. Listen carefully. When we hear about spiritual warfare, we always think in terms of demons. But I'm starting with the bases. You know, the children of Israel loved Gilgal. Gilgal was their home base. Whenever they were wandering around, they'd go back to Gilgal. Gilgal was like an oasis. It was like Club Med. They would go to Gilgal for rest, relaxation, to hear from God again, and then they would move on. That's why when you read the story of Elijah and Elisha, he took him to Gilgal, and then he said, stay here. He said, I ain't going to stay here. I'm going to Bethel. Hallelujah. So before you get to Bethel, Bethel means house of God. There has to be a moment of rest and relaxation. You don't just come to Christ and jump into work. You have to rest from the time of your spiritual drive from the kingdom of darkness. Satan's been driving you all of your life, pushing you, putting you in bondage, pushing you into sinful actions, messing with your mind, messing with your sleep, bringing depression, bringing spirits of narcissism, and bringing psychotic thoughts to you. He's been just wearing you out. That's why Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you rest. Come to Gilgal, sit with me. Now, before you go to Bethel, which means house of God, that speaks of the beginning of service, he says, no, you got to learn to rest. And most of us have not learned how to rest. We're in perpetual warfare. That's why God put a Sabbath day. Learn how to rest. Now you're at Bethel, but the moment you come to Bethel, once again, human mindset says, I find a place where it's nice, I'm just going to stay. Bethel is the house of God. Praise God, I'm at the house of God. Gifts, tongues, miracles, hallelujah. But then he says, now I have to go to Jericho, which means warfare. Warfare always comes after you settle into your relationship with God. It's the devil coming back to find out if you're rooted and grounded or if it's just an experience. Did you just get saved so you could taste and see? Or did you take a taste and buy the bottle? Are you saying to God, come hell or high water, I'm staying with you. Doesn't matter what the world says or what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what they do or don't do. I'm not going anywhere. Listen. It was not the teaching of satanic works. It was not the teaching of demonization that caused those people to walk away from Jesus. It was not the teaching of holiness that caused those people to walk away from Jesus. It was the teaching of relationship. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. And the Bible said they walked away. Why did they come? Because he multiplied fishes and loaves. He did something to satisfy the flesh. Will you stay with him even if he doesn't answer your prayer the way you want it answered? Will you stay with him when he exalts somebody that you think should not be exalted? That's warfare. God isn't doing everything I want him to do, but he is everything I need him to be. Hallelujah. And so, based on that revelation, I will wait like Job till my change comes. God is not going to change, therefore I've got to change. If God doesn't do what I want, then I want him to change my wants. I want what he wants. Oh, Lord, I'm not going to bind God. Well, you have what you say, so I'm only going to speak positive. Let me tell you something. After all these years of walking with God, you know what I've learned to say? Not my will, but your will be done. Because I've learned a lesson, saints, that whatever God allows to come to me, deep down inside, he's given me the ability to go through it. I may cry, but I cry forward. I may weep, but I weep upwards. I may want to give up, but my hand is in his hand. It's not the moment of immediacy. It's what happens at the end. I don't know why God chooses fire to purify me, but the fire is a good thing, for not only does it burn impurities out of me, it purifies me. It makes me a vessel of honor so he can get closer. Whatever you're going through, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord. Oh, my. We've been here long enough. We've been at Bethel long enough. It's time to go to Jericho now. It's time to stop thinking. Glory to God. It's time to stop thinking that the scriptures work and start proving them. Now, those of you that are Eagles fans, your team won the Super Bowl. Watch this. Your team won the Super Bowl this year. Watch this. What's going to happen next year? They're going to win again. Listen to you. Why? Because they won this year. Lord, have mercy. You better get the revelation you just spoke out your mouth. When somebody wins, you expect them to keep winning. I challenge any of you to look in this Bible and find one place where God's people lost. Find one place where Jesus didn't come out on top. Find one place where God did not answer prayer. If you have this book giving you all these victories, then it's time for you to walk in victory. And I dare say, expect it. You ought to get up expecting victory. This is my day today. The devil says, what makes you think you're going to win? Say, because Daniel won, Enoch won, David won, I'm going to win. Now, woo! Let me tell you something. Sit down. This is going to blow your mind. Amen. This is going to blow your mind. Me and the Delphonics. Didn't we blow your mind this time? Watch this. Yesterday, Daryl, Pastor Daryl and I, and we were talking about the Eagles. And he kept saying we. I kept saying they. He kept saying we. And I let him go because that's my son and I love him. So he we. And then he made a statement that he probably doesn't even know he made. And when he said it, every light in my brain illuminated, LED. He said, the reason they're going to win next year is because this year they made it with backups. He said they weren't even the starters. What do you think's going to happen when the starters get in? Well, that's like Jesus. Jesus has never lost. You have no reason to lose a battle. Jesus, and he ain't a backup. Jesus is the owner, the general manager, the head coach, and the captain. Paul calls him the captain of my salvation. Bless my soul when he said that. I thought, whoa! How revelatory was that? That's why you can expect it again. Because the A-team will be back. Then I asked him a question. I said, how do you think, what's his name, Foles, whatever. I said, how do you think he gonna feel when Wentz comes back next year and he led him to the Super Bowl? He spoke another illuminated phrase. He said, but he understands his role. He understands he is the backup. I'm sitting in that car going, whoa, work it, Jesus. When you understand who is the head, when you understand who is the leader, I'm not the leader. Jesus said he is the light of the world. Let his light shine. Understand your role. You ain't healing nobody. You ain't delivering nobody. You just a backup. Then I said, now, I didn't even see Wentz at the Super Bowl celebration. He didn't even talk. Daryl said he didn't want to draw attention away from the ones who won. That's why when we give Jesus praise, everybody else shrinks to insignificance. No preacher can take God's praise. No deacon, no elder, no leader, no big shot. When Jesus shows up, he's the key speaker at the Super Bowl party. Jesus is the one.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.